Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. This is Minority Friday on 670 KBOI. We talk to Democrats about the latest news in the Idaho legislature. Now here are Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Paul Jay still fighting his cold one last day. He will be back with us on Tuesday. David Allen here, Chris Walton. We are joined in the Next Title studio by Representative John Gannon from District 17. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, it's the end of the week, and it's been an exciting week, and I'm ready for the weekend.
I second all of those things. Since you're used to being on committees, I'm seconding all of those things.
Are you ready for a constitutional convention?
That issue, of course, is coming up today. I think they're having a hearing right now as we speak. Yeah. And, you know, the Constitutional Convention is probably a place where there's going to be secret deals and a lot of insider discussions. There's no provisions for public hearings at a constitutional convention. And really what I think, the whole constitutional convention discussion is really an excuse for legislators and Congress not to do their jobs. I mean, if legislatures and Congress mm-hmm. do their jobs, then we wouldn't even be discussing this. And I think the voters need to be more careful in choosing their members of Congress and their legislators, and you know, scrutinize. And
there's just something about the words Constitution and backroom deals that don't go together very well.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to have these delegates from 50 states gather, mm-hmm. and what are they going to do? Have a public hearing on whether to keep the Second Amendment? Are they going to have a public hearing on whether to keep jury trials? Are they going to have a public hearing on all these other issues that they're talking about? And if they were going to have a public hearing, you'd have to have a pretty big place, because I think there's a lot of members of the public that are interested in that kind of thing.
I would. Are there any buildings that hold millions of people?
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to have big computers to...
Have them in stadiums.
Data centers.
Yeah, have them in stadiums with big screens.
Big screens. Yeah, yeah.
And it won't be over until everyone gets to talk. How's that?
Yeah. We have a wonderful system right now. It isn't always wonderful. I won't say that. But we have a system right now, and the answer is for people to participate in the system and demand the kinds of actions they want.
Right.
And, you know, there's primaries, there's general elections.
Yeah. People, we keep hearing the last week or so that people reminding other people that things aren't over when the election is over. Okay, you don't elect somebody and then just sit back and let them do whatever they want during their term. You have to communicate or they might not, you know, understand what you want.
Tremendously important to let your representatives and elected officials know exactly what you want from your government, and especially at the ballot box.
Yeah.
The smoking age bill that Fred Martin brought up the other day, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I have real mixed emotions about that, because 18-year-olds are able to go into the military, and I think if it comes to a vote, I'm going to vote against that. If people are old enough to go in the military, then I think they're old enough to make their own decision regarding smoking. I don't recommend smoking. I discouraged it with my kids, if it's legal for adults, then I think it has to be legal for the 18 to 21-year-olds.
Yeah. It does seem like if you've been in the military, there shouldn't be anything back home that's not legal for you to do. I mean, apart from the things mm-hmm. that are just against the law anyway. But, of course, you can't rent a car until you're 25. So.
Well, there is that, yeah.
And I can hear every 18-year-old saying, well, then lower the drinking age to 18.
Well, that's been an argument my whole lifetime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's been an argument back and forth. And but with a smoking bill, I just think that that's overregulation at this point.
Yesterday we had a couple of Republicans in, and one of the things we discussed was the rearranging of the science books and what is and what is not taught or discussed in Idaho schools. And one of them said to me, he says, well, there are like 375 different topics and we only got rid of five. And, you know, I thought, I wonder what number they would have to get rid of for it to be a bad thing in his eyes. But what do you think about all that?
Well, I think that fundamentally the schools should teach both sides of controversial issues. Mm-hmm. And one of them, and of course, climate change is a controversy. I recognize that some people don't believe in climate change. I tend to believe that there's something going on. I don't know how, you know, the exact parameters of that. But I think that fundamentally the schools should teach both sides. It's a tough thing to do. But the kids should be exposed to the different arguments and viewpoints and together with their family and parents make up their own decisions on where they stand.
It's a Minority Friday with Representative John Gannon from District 17.
Minority Friday on 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show. In the next title studio, Representative John Gannon from District 17 is with us. I've only lived here 5.5 years, but everywhere I've lived, up in New Mexico, Texas, and here, education is always top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a situation to where teachers are going to get paid more, better schools, better books, better? Is it in the budget? Is it something that all the legislatures care enough about?
Well, I think it's my top priority, and the education system has got to be strong. It's got to be well funded, so that our kids have an opportunity to succeed in the 21st century, and that includes K through 12, mm-hmm. and includes the post secondary education.
But we always hear what a huge percentage of the Idaho budget goes to education.
Yes.
I think it's the biggest thing
by
far. And at the same time, people tell us, oh, we rank number 47 or 48 in the nation with certain stuff. How can we narrow that gap?
Well, education funding is a basic function of the states.
Mm-hmm.
All the states are responsible for a significant part of education funding. So that's why you see, you know, a large part of the budget go to education. And I think right now we're about 50%, a little less than 50% for K-12 and about 15% for the post-secondary.
Right.
And so it's something that we absolutely need to fund in proportion to our revenue. And I think the legislature has made a number of mistakes by reducing revenue, especially after the recession, and not adequately funding the education part, because a lot of our young parents and workers want a strong education system for their kids, and if Idaho doesn't have that, then we're not going to attract the jobs
or the companies that provide them, right?
Yeah, and so. So it's essential that we do that support.
Another top of mind issue is roads funding. We have roads all over Idaho that need repair. We have bridges that need to be replaced or repaired, and we need to find the money somewhere for that.
Well, we do, especially with the very difficult winter we've had, challenging winter. One thing that is interesting about the road funding is, and I think we've been looking at a number of different funding mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
To help. But one thing that's interesting about this year is there may be this federal money, the FEMA money, available for some of these bridges washed out. I mean, you remember what happened in New Orleans when they flooded. They got all kinds of money.
Right.
And so that may be a factor in how much we need to raise to help the districts and areas that and ITD.
You know, and I know the governor declared several of the counties to be disaster areas.
Right.
But, you know, FEMA's federal. So would they adhere to that?
Yeah. The details aren't there yet.
Yeah.
They have to make a highway district, for example, would have to make an application to the feds and through the Homeland.
Right.
Homeland Security, I think, is the one that runs it now. Don't hold me to that,
okay.
But I think it is.
I know during the Nate Shulman Show in the afternoon here on KBOI, faith healing is a big topic. There's been a lot of talk about a faith healing bill, the possibility of that, your thoughts on it?
Well, I've got two of them, and of course I've been working on this for 3 years. I think that children have a right to live until they're 18 and then make their decisions, and that parents should take care of those children, so the children's basic medical needs, and not allow children to die or to become disabled or have a disability, lose their hearing because their earache isn't treated properly, those kinds of things. And so right now, I have two bills. They're sitting there. Anybody wants to use them, more than welcome. I've heard, as you probably heard, that the Senate is studying different options. Personally, I think the issue's been studied enough, and we need to take steps to move forward.
This seems like one of those topics that Republicans and Democrats and independents and everybody can agree on. That's
what I thought in 2014 when I brought the first bill, and it did get printed, and there wasn't there wasn't agreement. I'll just say that. And I mean, there's a lot of different ways. There's several different ways you can do it. You can do an outright just repeal the exemption, or you can modify the exemption substantially but still keep a little bit of it. There has not been movement by the legislative leadership to do that.
We have people in the state that do not have health insurance, and they're considered to be the people in the gap. And filling the gap is always something that the legislature is concerned with. Do you see that gap being filled by the end of this session?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And we're just kind of, it seems like the legislative leadership's kind of in limbo at this point. And there is a very limited program that has been proposed, but it's so limited that most people who are concerned about the issue don't seem to be too enthusiastic about it. And so I don't think there's going to be a solution this session. It's probably going to fall on Congress because they're the ones that say they're going to rewrite the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I thought we might end up just following the Fed this time. So,
you mean just waiting until?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's probably half of it too. Waiting to see what they did.
Right.
Of course, we could wait for the Constitutional Convention in a couple of years, and
also Christmas is coming.
When I say that, that's really Constitutional Convention is not solving our problems. Yeah. It's the job of Congress and the legislature to get our problems solved.
Now. Representative John Gannon, we thank you so much for your time this morning on KBOI.
Well, thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Welcome to the show. David Allen in for Paul J. Chris Walton with me, out of 1D, manning the control still. It's an open phones Friday, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, or #670 on your Verizon Wireless.
And we do want to hear from you, so dial that number, not dial anymore.
Yeah, nobody dials.
Punch it somehow. 336-3700, 336-3700 in the local area. Or do you have an instant message? You can send those, by the way, by going through our KBOI website, which is just kboi.com. And Marcos of Marsing says, "Beware. I'm an illegal Mexican Muslim who has come across your border with thousands of my cohorts disguised as refugees. Watch out for your jobs and families. We can easily obtain guns to create a new nation." I thank you for that warning.
All right, then. The great thing about open phones is that Chris knows everything and I know a few things. So no matter what you call about.
None of that is true.
No matter what you call about, we are the experts today. President Trump is speaking before CPAC. Even as we speak, he started about 8:30, and he has a lot of things. We all salute the same American flag, new action on terrorism coming in days.
Right.
We need regulations that work, all the under headlines thing on all the channels in here.
And I believe he's also said, my entire cabinet hasn't yet been confirmed. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Speaking to the Democrats in Congress.
And he also said, we're going to put Americans first.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. Since that's what he ran on.
Okay, it's just that there are certain topics that I like the America First thing because, you know, I live here and grew up here and have always been American. But there are certain things we do around the world basically so we can have a market to sell our products.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we start making people all over the world mad that, you know, it's going to hurt us financially because we won't be able to sell. Like, for instance, tobacco companies. Fewer people smoke in the United States than ever have.
Okay, yes.
Since the invention of cigarettes. But in China, Marlboro is a big deal.
I mean, last time I looked,
Philip Morris and all the other companies, they sell a ton of cigarettes in Asia. And so that's another way that, you know, the United States can make still make money, even though we have here, at least, a dwindling market.
Sure.
And there are plenty of others products as well.
It's frightening, though, when you see new action on terrorism coming in days. Does he mean there's going to be new terror attacks, or is he going to do something?
Well, they always say there could be. We've heard chatter. And I can't imagine that surprises anyone that there's been chatter lately.
He also says the greatest military buildup will be coming soon, too.
Yeah.
So that's his plan.
Let's see. Bob wrote in to warn us about the densest element in the universe. It's been found, and it is pelosium. Get it?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm right
there. The densest element yet known, pelosium, has one neutron, 12 assistant neutrons, 75 deputy neutrons, and 224 assistant deputy neutrons, giving it an atomic mass of 311. The particles are held together by dark forces called morons that are surrounded by vast quantities of lepton-like particles called pions. Pelosium's symbol is PU. Pelosium's mass increases over time as morons randomly interact with various elements in the atmosphere, leading to the formation of isotopes. The trait of moron promotion leads scientists to believe pelosium is formed when morons reach a certain quantity in concentration. This unknown hypothetical quantity is referred to as critical morass. when catalyzed with money, pelosium activates MSNBC ad nauseum. Get it? Like MSNBC ad nauseum. An element that radiates more energy, albeit as incoherent noise, since it has half as many pions but twice as many morons as pelosium. That was pretty good, actually. Some of that was better than others, but a lot of it was good.
Yeah. Former immigration enforcement chiefs are questioning the legality of President Trump's plan to ramp up a program that allows federal agents to quickly deport suspected undocumented immigrants, illegal, without appearing before a judge. Expedited removals have been enforced for 20 years, but have only been used against people caught within 100 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border and who are alleged to have entered the country within the previous 2 weeks. Now, Homeland Secretary John Kelly has ordered an expansion of the program to apply nationwide and to anyone who entered the country within the previous 2 years.
It's interesting because that feels like unofficially we have a statute of limitations on entering the country illegally, and it's 14 days.
Yeah. On the 15th day, it's all good. Expansion threatens the constitutional rights.
Yet it's not.
Okay. All right. See, this sentence is going to make me crazy, and I just want to say it and then have you. This expansion.
Tell you you're crazy?
Threatens the constitutional rights of undocumented immigrants.
Well, yeah, that is a crazy sentence because.
They're here illegally. They have no constitutional rights.
Undocumented immigrants, or as they are properly called when they sneak into the country, illegal aliens, don't actually have constitutional rights. Now, they have human rights.
Yes, they do have human rights.
And we certainly will respect their human rights. We're supposed to anyway. But constitutions are essentially for the citizens of the country.
All right. So we'll talk more about that. Open phones Friday, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on your Verizon Wireless. We'll be back with your calls next on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
Rush at 10, Savage at 1, Nate at 3. That's your lineup today at 670 KBOI. David Allen, Chris Walton here with you. KBOI rewards code is simply CPAC. C-P-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
CPAC.
This is not the breeding device. This is conservatives
exactly.
get together and talk.
And so if you go to KBOI.com, enter the code CPAC, You are going to get today's 5,000 rewards points and a personal signed autograph from Donald Trump.
Oh, well done. It is, and he probably wrote it himself, right?
Without a doubt.
Okay. It is an Open Phones Friday, and that means we can talk about whatever topic you'd like to. Boise Rabble Rouser has written in and wants to talk about the transgender issue. And he says, guys, just as the water fountains were not about water fountains, the toilets are not about the toilets. Human rights don't end at a state border. Now, and again, that brings up the argument. There are plenty of people who think that, choosing whichever bathroom you want to use is a human right. And then there are other people who just think that's dumb.
Rich in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Good. Well, two things. I mean, yesterday you were talking about political discourse. Now, I don't know what episode of Leave It to Beaver you based that on, but that, it just has never been that way. If at these town halls, if people were just standing up and being polite, nothing would happen and it wouldn't get any press. As it is now, these Republican congressmen who for like 8 years have been, repeal Obamacare and still do not have a plan that they can vote on. They have, they can't come up with a plan because there's really only a few ways you can do it, and you can't do it without a mandate. That you're just not going to be able to have any kind of a health care plan like that unless everybody has to chip into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Social Security wouldn't work if 60% of the people could get out of it, or Medicare, or none of that. Unemployment insurance, none of those programs would work without a mandate. And now they're being faced with this. Idaho, I don't know if it's still true, but when it first came out, Idaho was the number two state in the percentage of our population that had signed up for it. And Kentucky was number one, Mitch McConnell's state. Now they're being forced. They can't just say no anymore. And so I think these town halls have been good. I mean,
well, sure you do. What's your second point?
I think I may have made it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, you said first, and then I expected there to. You said that you had two. So all right, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Just
now,
once, I wish you would call in and not be a snarky ass when you first called in.
No, he doesn't necessarily.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with Leave It to Beaver. What's wrong with Leave It to Beaver? What's wrong with wanting people to be civil to each other? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it as did a lot of television in the 50s, it represented a world where you only got to see the ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with wanting people to be nice.
Whereas then, you hit like the 70s and you had All in the Family, and then you hit the 80s and had Married with Children, and like, oh, I know these people. I don't recognize any of those Leave It to Beaver guys.
See, my family was more Leave It to Beaver than Married with Children, though.
Right. But what he was talking about, in these meetings, people are obviously very angry, and a lot of it is the people who benefited from Obamacare who will, lose, they'll lose the ability to get some, at least free insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the money to pay for it, so they really can't get any if they don't get it for free. And they're complaining about that. But one of the things I think Mitch McConnell is kind of doing wrong is he keeps saying things that indicate that he thinks that everyone in his entire state who is against what they're doing has shown up to these meetings.
Yeah.
And that these people are only representative of just themselves and no other voices in the state.
Sure.
And what he did mention is that a lot of people in Kentucky and a lot of people in Idaho signed up for it. And if it's going to be yanked away from them, they might just shrug their shoulders and stop going to the doctor, or they might be really, upset or, die. Those things could happen.
Well, of course, a lot of people signed up for it because they would be fined if they didn't, which seems like a weird way to get people to buy into your program.
Those could just be the two states in the union with the most rule followers. Patrick of Caldwell says, hate to burst your bubble, David, but
uh-oh.
But Rich does know everything. The rest of us are just idiots. The exception is those who agree with everything he says. Okay.
Yeah, that is a little bubble burst right there. So.
Well, I mean, and there are some politicians who believe that about themselves.
Yeah.
Chris says, so is it okay to abort my child, but faith healing is wrong? Yeah. Essentially, yes.
Yes.
That is what they're saying. And if you look for consistency from one law to another, quite often you don't find it.
Exactly.
Because they tend to compartmentalize all sorts of stuff. Is faith healing good? No. Okay, is abortion good? I don't know.
It's legal, anyway. President Trump, at his CPAC speech, turned it into a full-throated attack on journalism, saying some reporters make up unnamed sources for fake news, and again describing the media as the enemy of the American people. They are, Trump told the annual CPAC conference, they are the enemy of the people.
Who is it exactly that's giving him good feedback on this sort of thing?
I don't know who's responsible for that. It seems weird. While praising some reporters as honest, Trump said, the fake news media doesn't tell the truth and we're going to do something about it. The president, of course, didn't elaborate.
Well, I mean, he should know. He's Steve Bannon's friend.
He criticized the use of anonymous sources. Stop making me laugh while I'm reading.
Sorry.
And said all sources should be named. An hour before the speech, a White House official gave a briefing in which the official was not identified on the White House's request.
All right.
That's weird.
Quickly here, Edward in Meridian, speaking about immigration, he says, I'm sick of this subject and all the wailing and moaning with the possibility of losing some of the cheap labor that has been acquired by negotiating laws over a long time. When the slaves were here providing low-cost labor, that wasn't their choice, by the way, the ones utilizing them reacted much the same when they thought their profit margin would suffer. At that time, the laborers were being provided housing and subsistence, much like is being done today. When illegally low-cost labor workers displace potentially higher-wage-earning residents, this hurts in two ways. First, the cheap labor workers likely pay in less to the system and often are getting some welfare, while the displaced workers are not paying in at a possible higher rate and find themselves on the welfare side. Two families on welfare, oh my, let the laws of supply and demand work. Labor is only a part of the product cost, and the product cost is only one small part of the shelf cost. It is hard to think short-term, but long-term has many benefits.
All right. Coming up, we've got Randy in the Magic Valley and John in Nampa. That'll be after news here at the bottom of the hour from Rick Worthington. And Chris and I will be back. It's an open phones Friday, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, or #670 on your Verizon Wireless. This is 670 KBOI.
Toyota's President's Day sales event has been extended. There's still time to get 10 different 2016
Treasure Valley locations.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Chris Walton, after you get done, you know, rocking and rolling all night and partying every day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I want you to join me for the 19th Annual Original Kids Fair, brought to you by the good folks at Toyota.
I promise I will.
February 25th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Expo Idaho. Whole day of interactive fun for the entire family. There's going to be, Babby Farms is going to be there. Kids First Cast, teaching kids to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al's is there. Magic Man Brad Hatcher. The Huntington Learning Center stage. Rocky Mountain Roll, Dead on Archery. There's bounce houses and, I think, climbing walls. And more importantly, you'll be there.
Well, okay. I don't know if it's more important, but...
Kids might want to come out and see you.
I definitely will be there.
We'll all be there, actually, at the KBOI booth. So come by and see us. We'll be near the archery exhibit. Some of us with arrows through our heads, but it's fine. More importantly, Batman and Wonder Woman are going to be there, so that's really great.
Yeah.
We'll also have the good folks from Crime Stoppers there. They're going to be handing out ID kits for parents to take care of their kiddos. And to buy tickets, because you don't want to stand in line, because it's going to be cold tomorrow. And other details, go to kidsfairboise.com, or you can go to kboi.com and just click on the Kids Fair link and get everything you need to know there.
Instant message from... Tired of it all, almost, in Boise, who probably is not alone in that. As you know, Republicans have been facing crowds demanding to know how they will protect people who will lose health care insurance if the ACA is repealed. Actually, many prominent Republicans refuse to meet with the people, and they are whining about how mean their constituents are being and invoking conspiracy theories. Talk about snowflakes who can dish it out but can't take it.
When did snowflake become an... phrase? Was that just this year?
I think around November.
Okay. David, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you?
Well, good morning. I had a comment. I haven't commented for quite a while, but I wanted to do this one. You know, there's a thing that words have power. So if you change the words, you change the power. And it'd be like, instead of, if I decide to go invade Chris's house and stay there for the rest of my life, that's just, today we'd call it immigration. In the old days, we would call it an invasion.
Hmm.
So, you know, our Constitution was written for the people. If you look in the preamble, it explains it. It gives you the reasons why all the following is there, such as we the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. And then the thing is written for the United States of America, not anywhere else, not south of the border, not north of the border, but for the United States. And so it's... The word should be, if you're going to change the word and use them properly, instead of immigrant or illegal immigration, it's an invasion. You don't have to have a uniform or a gun when I go decide to set up camp in Chris's house.
All right, David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
I don't think you'd probably want to stay long.
No, it's not going to matter.
It's a lot smaller than you've imagined.
Yeah, please don't think of it as a palatial estate.
But a lot of that was a good point.
Yeah.
Dallas says, saying that faith healing is okay is like saying that what ISIS is doing is covered under that clause, shaking my head. That's what SMH means, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought they were talking about green stamps, but that's SNH.
That's SNH.
Right.
Randy in the Magic Valley, you're on 670 KBOI with David and Chris. How are you?
Yes, gentlemen. When you're on hold for a while, you have tons of thoughts that you say, well, I ought to say that. I ought to say this. You know, one of the things about liberals and left and socialism, if you, for instance, if in California, if you're lucky enough in some respects to make it out of your mommy's tummy, the womb, then they'll never let you get hurt ever again. You see, the hypocrisy of this thing is just always so... It just appalls me because, you know, we want to protect you after you get out because they make you wear your helmet, OSHA, every other thing you can imagine. And so it just flabbergasts me, but whatever, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on health care, if you notice on the TV or wherever, they're just constantly advertising new car insurance companies, new ways to insure companies. In fact, I guess there's like a new insurance where you can pay as you go or something. And I don't know, but this is what America is. It's entrepreneurs who figure out ways to create a business that will help people and make them a dime. And see, when healthcare is controlled by the government, then it's never that way. When you walk into the hospital, do you ask them what the cost of that procedure will be, or they just ask you if you have insurance? See?
Yeah.
See, so hopefully I'm making some sense.
No, you are making some sense, because when the government provides something to you that private enterprise does not, they don't compete. They just give you what they've got.
Yep.
Well, they ask you if you got health insurance. Like, for instance, a person had been getting a procedure for years that was $150. And then when she got Obamacare, they said, do you have insurance? She says, yes, I bought Obamacare. And they said, now it's $350. And she said, see, this is the thing. When we don't make, in other words, when I sell a product, mm-hmm. I'm a contractor.
Right.
When I sell a product, they ask me how much it will cost to do the job completely. And I tell them, and I guarantee that I will honor my quote. See, when we do health care, nobody ever knows for sure exactly what the price of the procedure is, because it always depends on whether or not you have insurance or not. See, somehow we need to get back to the basics on this thing and let free market capitalism work. And it will, because the people will figure out a way. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Randy. We appreciate it.
I like that.
I'm a big fan of the free market.
It's almost as if he thinks it's almost as if he thinks the people have brains and stuff.
That's so weird.
Bill of Boise says the anger, and talking about these meetings,
yes,
the anger comes from being quiet and therefore ignored, so they think yelling will make them be heard. And that was Rich's point, that if you are quiet and people don't feel like acknowledging you, they won't, because you're quiet.
Get more bees with honey.
But if you're noisy, it doesn't matter if they feel like recognizing you or not, because they'll have to.
Yelling at me doesn't make me notice you anymore. It just makes me think you're a bigger ass. John in Napa, you're on 670 KBOI.
But you can't even think that unless you notice me.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I just wanted to follow up with a couple other guys that were on.
Sure.
Rich come on and mention something about the Affordable Care Act falling apart if no one pays into it. Well, Donald Trump's already initiated that. And this falls in line also with that the news media is our enemy, the people. They're not looking out for my best interest. And one of the ways they haven't reported on this is that Donald Trump has ended the penalty for the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
Through the IRS. You know that?
Yep.
Did you know? Okay. So, but that's not played up too much. So the Affordable Care Act will collapse under – I haven't paid it anyways. I mean, I paid the penalty. I didn't buy insurance. I haven't had insurance since 2010. And now I'm starting to get where I can – I've got a doctor. I pay them directly. And I'm not going to have this penalty hanging over my head. And my health care is coming back, whereas I didn't have any before. Also, one of the things that's not reported in the news, and the reason why they are our enemy, is they haven't put out there that these protesters are in fact paid protesters. They've been contracted to be at a certain place at a certain time to make a certain amount of noise. And I'm not saying that everybody there that it has a sign is paid, but the instigators are paid, and the ones that rally up
I don't dispute that you're right, but where did you hear about it?
In the news.
Oh.
Some of it. So it doesn't get out very much.
You have to
really dig for it. And I haven't heard it on this station.
But
I haven't
really?
Heard it.
Not in the news, but the talk hosts have said it. I mean, whether it be us in the morning, or Nate, or Rush, Savage.
I just heard it on this station about 90 seconds ago, but it was you that said it.
So, yeah. You know. I've heard it on Rush and Savage.
Okay.
So, all right. Thanks, John. I appreciate the call. Thanks. All right. 9:46. We'll talk to Mark when we come back on 670 KBOI.
On that coming up on 670 KBOI.
David Allen, Chris Walton here with you for the last 5 or 6 minutes. Mark in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guy. Real quick, your last caller, he made a mention of this health care deal and that not having to pay a penalty. Boy, I hope you guys can get between now and April 15th or the deadline. We'll get somebody in who's a tax specialist in there, because I've contacted Crapel's office, and there seems to be confusion on what Trump actually did as far as appealing that penalty, because I saw that basically the IRS on February 3rd quietly said they will accept tax returns if you didn't check the box. That did not mean that you were still not liable to pay that penalty.
That's a good point, because they used to send your tax return back to you and say, unless you've checked this box, we can't do anything with it. But now they will get you your refund and all that sort of thing. But I think later they still will deal with the fact that you didn't check the box.
My fear was, like I had told Senator Crapel, they come back on you later on and they fine you for not paying it for that year. Plus, they fine you on top of that, you know, a fine on top of fine for being a late payment. Now, the reason why I really call, guys, is over since I would say last year, and this, I've got relatives in Oregon, and they see things there that we don't hear, meaning their local news. There has been a lot of stuff going on for the past year there about the worries of, and it's been in the news, of the Cascadia subduction zone letting off with a really bad earthquake, meaning something in the 8-point range or more. And following this, since I used to be involved with earthquake prediction through Stanford Research Institute before I moved here back in the mid-90s, I've noticed a pattern. Today, for instance, if I go to the USGS, you'll see off Port Hardy, Canada, out in the ocean there between the Pacific Plate and the Juan de Fuca Plate off Vancouver Island, that area has been consistently getting hit month after month with fours and mid-fours, upper-fours, upper-fives. Another area is banned in Oregon from last year, I noticed. I think, and this is my prediction, that when this thing goes and cuts loose, it's going to be the segment off Bandon, Oregon, up there to Port Hardy, and it's going to be a nasty 8 or more. My sister lives in Central Oregon. Also, her son-in-law operates things for FEMA, and said they had just recently came to his offices to ask about things that he could supply for emergency in case of this massive earthquake hitting. There have been commercials right and left they've been playing since last year. Their specials, documentaries on local TV networks. They're preparing for something. I think it's coming sooner than later.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Guys.
Appreciate it. You know, until an earthquake gets to double digits, it's not really real to me.
And I mean, there's nothing we can actually do to prevent an earthquake, right?
Can we stuff a bunch of towels or something in between the two plates so they don't rub against each other?
It's kind of nice to know what your chances are and that it may be happening sometime soon, but I don't think we can prevent it.
I say just wake up every day and say, if an earthquake hits, an earthquake hits. Let's see what happens.
You mean like they do in California?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheldon says, good morning. This is actually from yesterday. I left it over. Good morning. I know the visceral shouting and anger isn't solving anything, but when the Republicans spent time and money driving a bus over Hillary over and over again with Benghazi and her emails while staying mum over Trump's inconsistencies, business conflicts of interests or alternative facts while at the same time trashing Obamacare without offering a legit alternative, oh, and ignoring the misogynists and racially charged rhetoric that goes against our core American principles, then people are going to be upset at the hypocrisy. The 8 years of trashing Obama for blowing his nose the wrong way is coming back to bite conservatives, considering Trump has given us actual grievances. Patience has run out on political expediency and Trump's dangerous rhetoric.
Hal and Meridian, you're on 670 KBOI.
What happened to the fireworks law? I heard it got shot down, but I didn't get explained why.
I guess they, for some reason, they felt like it was too much of an intrusion on your rights to have fireworks.
You're kidding.
No, I am not.
It's illegal, but it's still okay to sell them if you're saying that promise paper saying, I promise not to shoot them off.
Yeah, that's there's never been much consistency in any of our fireworks rules.
Okay.
All right, Hal, thanks for the call. We got to go. Time's up. Appreciate it, everybody, for a good week. Have a great weekend. Be at Kids Fair tomorrow, Expo Idaho, 10 to 6. The whole KBOI crew will be out there, and you can say hi to us and visit and get a free ID kit and everything. Chris, have a great weekend, man.
You too.
Todd, you too, brother. Everybody have a good day. Rush comes up after the news. You're listening to 670 KBOI.